on the names of God. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to compete or join in on that. He's doing some names of God that actually, when he first brought the series to our attention, and I was here for the Alpha and Omega, some of the names are ones I'd never even considered. For instance, the root and something of David. It's not a way that springs to mind when I'm thinking of the name of God. But what does spring to mind for me, and this is what I'm going to be talking about today, is when I hear the name of the Lord, I think of Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. That's what comes to me when I hear, blessed be the name of the Lord, or any of the songs we're singing, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. At the time Proverbs was written, the fortified tower that's mentioned in this proverb is more than just the typical watchtower that you imagine when you think of an ancient city with the watchtower where you looked out to see whether the enemy were coming or not. It was more than that. It was a place of safe refuge. It was a huge building. It was heavily fortified, built with thick stone blocks. And the large walled areas inside provided space for soldiers, for armies who may have been escaping from the enemy. There were provisions in there, water, food, to keep them safe for many days. A fleeing army could shelter there in safety. David talks about God being his fortress, his place of safety. In Psalm 18, when he's praising God and thanking God for delivering him from the enemy, from King Saul. In other psalms as well, he refers to God as his rock, his fortress, his place of safety. So when I think about this fortified tower, the image I get is a picture of God as a place of refuge, of sanctuary and respite from the trials and rigours of everyday life. A place of deliverance, a place to run to and then stop, to rest, to feed on God, to plan and start again. But then when I reflect on that a bit further, I think, which direction am I running in? Am I running to that safe tower? Or am I going somewhere different? Am I running fast enough? How far away from that tower am I when I realise I need to run to it? Do I call upon the name of the Lord as often as I could? And if not, what am I doing instead? Do we wait until life gets really tough before we run to God's tower and seek refuge in our Lord? Or are we busy running around in the open, firing off prayer requests like a shopping list, and not even waiting to hear or see God's response? How different would it be if we sought sanctuary sooner? I'm going to give a little example from my own life. Now, I know sometimes when we go for refuge with God, it's after a life crisis and things are all tumbling down around us and life is absolutely awful. But we can seek sanctuary in the everyday things as well. And I was reminded when I was thinking about this about a couple of weeks ago, and I overslept by about half an hour, 45 minutes. And my usual response when I oversleep, because I've got to get children to school and I've got to get myself to work, and I'm sure other parents have been in this situation, is to start leaping up and getting people up and shrieking, come on, hurry up, we've got to get ready, we've got to go to school. And it creates anxiety and tension and arguments, and everything takes far longer and it's very, very stressful. On this particular morning, I sat on the edge of my bed and thought, whoa, God, I've messed up here. What do you want me to do? And the difference was, instead of, God, please don't let the boys be cross, please let this happen quickly, please have that, and a shopping list of prayers where I wasn't stopping and listening, I actually stopped and listened, how am I going to manage this, God? And that particular oversleeping morning was a lot less stressful than other oversleeping mornings. They don't happen that often, it has to be said, but it was a lot less stressful. And that's just made me think, sometimes if we just stop and ask God what he wants us to do, rather than firing off arrow prayers all the time, life can go better. God's tower is a place where you can sit with him and lay out your problems. Not in a here it is, Lord, please fix it type of way, but in a heart opening, this is how it is. This is how I feel. This is how it affects my life. What do I do next? When I spend time doing that, I do experience an overwhelming sense of God's deep peace, a sense of God being in control, even in the midst of utter chaos. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Now, the original meaning of the word that's translated into English as safe could also be translated as set on high. It portrays an image of being pulled out of the troubles facing us, the ones we're sharing with God. Being taken up to God's vantage point, which is above what the world sees. So then the fortified tower becomes more than just a place to bask in the presence of God and be refreshed. It's a place where we can see God's viewpoint, so that when we set out again, having listened to God, we have new hope and a sense of God's purpose and direction. It's like running to the safety of God's fortified tower, telling God, our Abba Father, what's bothering us, getting fed, watered, rested, and then lifted out of the situation so that our forward plans are in line with God's plans. So the righteous run into God's tower and they're safe. But what about those who aren't righteous? And who are the righteous anyway? Now, the next verse in Proverbs 11, has a however, which suggests it's the opposite of the righteous. And it doesn't talk about unrighteous. It talks about those who rely on wealth. Proverbs 18, verse 11 says, "The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale." I think it's really interesting that being rich in itself doesn't lead to the condition of unrighteousness, but the act of imagining that wealth can buy the same refuge and sanctuary as that given by God. Reliance on wealth is the opposite of dependency on God. Reliance on wealth implies an understanding that throwing money at a problem will provide a solution. Reliance on wealth is like building your house on the sandy soil rather than the solid rock of God's word. Reliance on wealth is as futile as the rich fool's hoarding of crops, if you remember Jesus' parable where the rich man, having grown lots of crops, decided to store them in a barn. It wasn't big enough, so he built a bigger barn to store them in. And then God said, life's ending now. All those provisions, all those crops, all your stored up stuff has no purpose. It's no good to you. Reliance on wealth is just like that. So the righteous are not those who trust in their own wealth. They're those who trust on the name of the Lord. And we know we're not righteous in God's sight by our own efforts. We're sinful and unrighteous. And yet as Christians, we accept that what Jesus did for us on the cross and his subsequent resurrection has made us righteous. And so because of that, because we are righteous, we know we can run to this fortified tower where we will be safe. And I just want to encourage you and all of us here to spend more time in that tower. Spend more time with God in that place of refuge. And just looking and feeling, taking out of the situation and finding out what God's plans are for us.